Hello and welcome to another edition of Bacardi's Balls to the Wall podcast.
Bacardi!
The podcast that brings you all things football in Mzansi and beyond. I'm Bacardi editor John T. Mark and I am joined, as per usual today, by football writer Sibongiseni Gumbi. Good day, Mr. Gumbi.
Hey, John T., how's it?
I'm well, and you?
Good.
That's good.
Lots to talk about.
Yeah. Lots to talk about. Back from a little spell of leave.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed yourself, whatever you were doing.
Yeah.
Okay, no more comment from Mr. Gumbi than yet. We'll leave it at that. Tepo, welcome. Tepo Ntsoelengwe, football writer. Welcome.
Thanks very much, John T. Always nice to be here, and good day to the listeners.
Yeah. Okay, this week we are going to talk about Mamelodi Sundowns reaching the final of the African Football League, beating Al Ahly 1-0 on aggregate after a goalless draw in Cairo yesterday, which was Wednesday. Orlando Pirates losing to Cape Town Spurs in the DStv Premiership.
Why are you laughing,
Jonesy? Because nobody else had lost to Cape Town Spurs, but Orlando Pirates managed to do it, which I suppose is an achievement in itself. Eight defeats in a row for Cape Town Spurs. But at the Cape Town Stadium in a city where Pirates' record is abysmal, Cape Town Spurs did beat Pirates 2-1. And SuperSport United, going second in the DStv Premiership with a 3-2 win at TS Galaxy at Mbombela Stadium, also on Wednesday. Bradley Grobler getting the winner to go with his hat-trick in the previous game. He's a veteran striker in fine form, surprised perhaps that he hasn't made Hugo Bruce's 44-man preliminary, and I'm laughing again, yes, 44-man preliminary squad for the World Cup qualifiers against Benin and Rwanda next month, seeing as everybody else seems to have made it. I'll start with a little rant about that, and then we'll move on to the Sundowns, because can anyone tell me the point of naming a 44-man preliminary Bafana squad when you're going to name a 23-man Bafana squad the following week? And I've heard it said, no, well, you don't know about injuries and what might happen with the squad, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sorry, but that's just absolute gibberish. Yeah. Because everybody names a 23-man squad. If there's an injury, then you just replace someone in the squad leading up to the game. What is Bruce doing? Is he trying to make people in other DStv Premiership clubs feel better about themselves
excluded them from the team. If you are not in that 44-man team, you know you are not going to be in the...
Yeah, but I mean, if you are and you're an outsider, you know you're pretty much not going to be in there either, unless someone gets injured or unless five people get injured or whatever it is. So, I mean, you know, it's good for a youngster like Bradley Cross or a youngster at Stellenbosch like Jaden Adams to see their name. But are they realistically going to be in the final 23? Probably not.
I think Bradley Cross has a chance. If you look at the left back, Fiso Hlanti, I don't see him going to the 23-man. There's no sense in Fiso Hlanti going there.
Well, he likes playing Nico Mobi.
Nico Mobi plays right back. He likes this Pirates captain. He's not there.
Maela.
He likes Maela. He replaced him with Marco last time. And Marco is not playing, so Cross is coming. I think it's a big chance for him, I think. And having watched Cross in the past few games, I think he's a decent player.
Can Cross?
He can do everything.
Cross can cross?
Yes.
Cross is a decent player, though. Yeah. He is a decent player.
He could just cement the place as his own, because that, I think that's the one place at Bafana that doesn't have a player that can claim it and say it's his position. So it's a chance for the youngster.
That's good. It's good. He was in the Newcastle United setup. I don't think you're getting there without being a good player. So obviously he's got plenty of potential still. He's only 22, 23. So yeah, maybe he can make it, but I still think, and I will end the rant here, that naming a 44-man preliminary squad is a load of absolute nonsense. And if I was advising Bruce, I would advise him to just name a finals 23-man squad when you're ready to name the squad. And if Cross is in it or Adams is in it, then great. If not, okay. But yeah, you're just sort of naming an enlarged squad for no apparent reason.
Even Milosip Butilesi called the call up.
I'm glad, John, that you say it's a rant, because you must expect one from him about you when he names his final squad.
If he's one of the six,
you know,
people,
he likes ranting about journalists and what they say.
No, he does like ranting about journalists.
So expect a rant from him about you. So
I'm just saying,
go there prepared when he names his final squad
before he starts his press conference. We'll just start saying, like, there's this journalist at this certain newspaper.
I'm just saying,
call
if
by name,
yeah. If he's one of the 34 people listening to this podcast, then he will have a rant. Otherwise, he'll probably leave it be. Okay, let's move on. Mamelodi Sundowns drew 0-0 with Al Ahly in Cairo, a game televised on the SABC, who have the rights to that particular competition, on Wednesday. Percy Tau won a penalty early in the game that Roman Williams saved, diving to his left. Al Ahly basically had a lot more shots on goal, as you'd expect from the home team, but Sundowns held them out and ended up going through, courtesy of Tapelo Maseko's goal in Shwane on Sunday. They will now face their nemesis, Wydad Casablanca, in the final, in a match that the winner will go home with $4 million from, which I'm sure we would all appreciate. Sundowns perhaps don't need it. The one club in South Africa that perhaps don't need $4 million, but they will get it if they beat Wydad over two legs. They'll still get a pretty penny, I think, $3 million, being in the final. So yeah, they'll be all right either way. But I'm sure they'll want the prestige and the honour of winning a continental trophy, another one to add to the Super Cup and the Champions League that they have in the locker. Guys, Sabor, maybe first. This competition sort of came out of nowhere. We didn't really come out of nowhere. It's been on the books of CAF president Patrice Motsepe, but maybe as an 18 competition it suddenly appeared. Suddenly Sundowns were allowed by the PSL to play in it. And well, I guess they've justified that by getting all the way to the final. They're going to have a lot of catch-up to do in other competitions, except not the Carling Knockout, because they've been knocked out of the Carling Knockout, but maybe they just decided it was worth sacrificing if they had to for the chance to play in this tournament. And, yeah, well, another chance to get one over Wydad, although they haven't really managed to do that over the years.
Mm. Yeah, it's a big opportunity for Sundowns. I think the best part of it is that they stand to make history and be the first team to win this thing. You know, we know they've been trying for the Champions League. It hasn't been going well, I guess, because of the number of games that you have to play in the Champions League. Perhaps you get tired along the way, fatigue catches up with you. But on this one, they've played two games already and they're in the final. So it's just four games and they are in the final. So it's two more games and they are the champions, and it's groundbreaking, and it will be good for South African football to get that recognition, to have that on the continent, that the first team to win this competition is from South Africa. Although that doesn't do much for our football, we know Bafana Bafana might benefit, might not benefit, but yeah.
Bafana Bafana might benefit, might not. I think they do benefit from players playing on the continent. I know that the Bafana coach likes to talk about
but he doesn't like Kuso Mudau.
Well, he picked Mudau in the last game. He was the best player.
Yeah, he did. And he did
but
really
he
well.
Doesn't play
he
him.
He did really well.
He replaced him towards the end of the game, and he was the best player on the field, and he replaced him.
I think from the last game now, Kuliso
justifies...
No, I think
Mudau will get in it right.
Yeah,
back.
He will get it right. Yeah, I mean, he played really well, and I think Bruce saw it.
He was very good.
But he was replaced when he was the best player on the field.
And
it's not giving another player another chance. Mobi has been playing, he's been tried and
I think he saw enough, man. Let's just say he saw enough.
I think he saw enough to know that Mudau is worth another pick. That's what I think.
That's what
I think we'll see. I think we might see Mobi if he wants to play more defensively. But in games before he's expected to win, like against Benin, you'll probably see Mudau at in that one at the Moses Mabhida Stadium in Durban in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, so they're taking it to Durban now?
Yeah, it's in Durban. Finally. Before that, because nothing ever gets taken to Durban. Everything gets taken to Durban.
If you want a vibe, take it to Durban.
Everything gets taken to Durban. I've been at Bafana games in Durban with no vibe, by the way, so it doesn't necessarily mean there'll be a vibe. We'll see.
So it's just Bafana.
It is a World Cup qualifier, so maybe, yeah. Basically, Pirates or Chiefs, but Durban definitely a vibe. Okay, but that two-legged final, it finishes. The second leg is on November the 11th. So we'll be all done with that competition by next week. A pretty short, sharp, and sweet, certainly in the pocket of these clubs, in the bank balance of these clubs' competition there. Sundowns, congratulations on making it. I guess a feather also Tebo and Relani Mokoena's cap in terms of, you know, he's done what everyone else has done by winning the DStv Premiership. But he sort of would like some, I'm sure, as a head coach, some sort of feather in his cap in terms of a continental trophy. And it'll give Sundowns maybe some confidence heading into the Champions League group stages next year.
I mean, he hasn't hit perfect, but, you know, he wants to do very well in the continent. And because, like, you remember, when Rudani started after, you know, Coach Pito left, everybody thought Rudani was going to fail. But he has proved himself enough that he's worthy of being a top coach in South Africa and the continent as a whole. And I think what's just missing right now is just that, you know, a continental trophy. And, you know, I think the African Football League came at a very right time because after the disappointment of losing, you know, in the semifinals of the last editions of the CAF Champions League. Now the AFL has given him a chance, you know, to win a continental trophy. And, you know, not just a chance, but it will be history in the making for him because, you know, this is the first time that the tournament has been played and it's going to be won by him. I mean, yes, it's going to be difficult because we're going to be facing, you know, a withered Casablanca side. But we all know that they are, you know, they are one of those, you know, teams that are one of the best in the continent. It's going to be a very, very interesting game. But again, I think we have to, you know, give Rudani, you know, a round of applause because I think he has done very well. You know, he has shown that he's able to beat Al Ahly. I mean, the last time they kept Champions League, they beat them 5-2 when they played in South Africa. And right now he managed to win 1-0 here at home and they drew not in Cairo, which is a very big deal. I mean, we all know how difficult it is to play in Egypt. And, you know, and for him to be able to stay his team to the final, it says a lot about him. And, you know, I think he's just doing great. And I really hope he goes all the way and wins this final.
Yeah, I thought Relani also played the mind games quite well. With the coach, obviously the Al Ahly coach complaining that his team didn't get a penalty towards the end of the game in Tshwane, and then at the end of the game in Cairo, there was a controversial, wasn't really controversial actually, it was quite a simple decision for the referee because the ball took a massive deflection, then hit the player's arm. It was really completely accidental. I don't think you could give a penalty for that. I think it was the correct decision, but yeah, there was obviously a chance, I suppose, in another era when we don't have the benefit of VAR.
They should blame themselves. Why did they take so long to take that free kick?
That a penalty might be given, yeah.
Because
they are the ones who pushed the referee to go and look at the VAR. No. So, yes, they are to blame, you know.
They
so,
should have taken the free kick early and just
and that was a very good position to take a free kick, you know.
But they thought when the referee was called, they thought it's because they want to give a penalty when they wanted to deny even the free kick.
Well, anyway, it's Sundowns who are going through.
And we are all happy.
And we're all happy with that.
I don't know if you guys saw after the game, you know, the Al Ahly fans were angry with the team. They started throwing bottles at their own players and the team of stuff. Yeah, I saw a video, you know, the fans were very angry. We started, you know, someone was saying, okay, now we see Al Ahly fans are just like Kaizer Chiefs fans.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They've been watching Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah. So every time we are, you know, upset with your team, we're just going to
throw a bottle. No, Chiefs, of course, that's the other news this week. They have to play Cape Town Spurs behind closed doors at FNB Stadium on November the 8th after they were found guilty of spectator misbehaviour.
Another slap on the wrist.
A slap on the wrist. What I found also quite interesting is there's a suspended sentence for if they do it again that they have to, well, there's a 300,000 rand fine, which is a decent fine, but then there's a suspended sentence saying Chiefs have to play a game at a neutral venue.
Yeah, so I look at that and I'm like, where
is a neutral venue when for Chiefs play?
You know,
are they going to take the game to Cairo? Like, where in South Africa are Chiefs going to play at a neutral
venue? But you know that in Cairo they have fans.
They will have fans.
We'll still throw things at the coach.
Who came up with that idea? That is absolutely insane. Anyway,
no, I think what they are running away from is just identifying the people who start these things and just banning them from the stadium. I understand because we're already struggling in terms of attracting fans, so you don't want to
start banning fans.
You know, to start banning the few that come, you know, because if this continues, the performances don't come for Chiefs. The fans will then just say, we're not coming to the stadiums because if we come, we're going to complain against the coach and you're going to ban us anyway. So, yeah, I guess it's a knife that cuts from both sides for the PSL and Chiefs. They just need to educate their fans more, I think. That's what should be defined, that they should talk to their fans more, you know, try to visit branches, not just send somebody, but maybe the top officials there, they must go to branches and speak to the supporters themselves, you know, and open the right channels for the fans to voice their concerns. Because
yeah, I think they have issued a statement, at least, Chief, saying they are. We're looking at video footage, and they are at least in the process of it. You don't know whether anything will come out of it. We'll see, I suppose, the next time bottles fly at FNB Stadium or another stadium, will know whether anything's been come out of it or whether the same fans are in the ground causing trouble. But yeah, something has to be done, because it's just repeated itself. I mean, Chiefs have taken action in terms of sacking and Seki. But yeah, if the results keep going wrong, then you can just see more of this happening. Okay, let's move to Orlando Pirates.
And some people are saying it would have happened in Durban if it wasn't for rain. But the rain, they say, Johnson, because it rained hard just before the game ended.
I hope that with 3 days to take charge of a team, Johnson's given a bit of slack. I think, you know, in the next game, there won't be any fan violence because there won't be any fans in the stadium. But after that, I hope he's given. Maybe he can be judged, but not with bottles, please, you know. Anyway, we'll see what happens going forward with
that.
He
just needs to find the goalkeeper in pretty soon.
I didn't see any bottles thrown at Jose Rivero on Wednesday night at in Cape Town Stadium, although I did see some very unhappy-looking Orlando Pirates fans as the team went down 2-1 to Cape Town Spurs. Cape Town Spurs, 8 defeats in 8 games heading into that game. Nobody really gave them a chance. And they got 2-0 up very early in the game. Evidence Machopa pulled one back for Pirates, but they couldn't, despite several chances in the second half, find the equalizer. And so it's Cape Town Spurs who get a huge 3 points for them, and it's Orlando Pirates whose own miserable start to the DStv Premiership season continues. Seppo, Pirates they seem to just not bring the same energy to league games that they bring to the Cups at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's very unfortunate, you know, for Pirates, especially, you know, with the way they've been talking about challenging Sundowns for the league title. I just don't see it happening, because right now we are about 15 points, you know, adrift from Sundowns. You know, that's a lot of points. And the way they've been playing is not really promising. I mean, Pirates is not really a bad team, John, if you look at it. I think it's just a matter of, you know, prioritizing the games. Because I think, you know, when we play in the cup games, we go all out. But when it comes to, you know, when it comes to the league matches, they kind of relax. And I think that's a major problem. I mean, even during the game against Cape Town Spurs last night, I mean, they created plenty of opportunities, but they were not really lethal up front. Evidence Makhoba, before he scored that consolation goal, he got a glorious opportunity and he just, you know, let the ball just go slide through between his legs. So, you know, I think it's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. It's just about, you know, just Coach Jose Rivero, you know, talking to his players and making sure that, you know what, they, you know, give the same attention they give to the cup games as in the league games, because right now they're going to find themselves, you know, down at the bottom of the lot, because, you know, teams are starting to collect points now. You know, a lot of teams are starting to collect points now, and we are just on 9 points after 8 games, which is really bad for a team like Pirates. So it's about time we change their attitude towards league games.
Yeah, I mean, Lisa and Dar also had a header where he was basically standing 2 meters from goal and he missed. That's when there was a good save from Sam Ram's bottom in the Ajax goal. There were a couple of other chances. They built up well, Pirates, against Spurs. They got the ball down the flanks with Lorch and Salang. Lorch's delivery, I have to say, was pretty inconsistent. Sometimes he gave a good ball, sometimes it was just not good. From all the Pirates players, really, sometimes their final ball. And I saw Rivero after the game talking about them sort of maybe getting a bit overexcited and panicking and desperate in the last 10 minutes, because there were some atrocious passes from good positions and they didn't quite capitalize on their dominance, because they were dominant over Cape Town Spurs. I mean, Cape Town Spurs went ahead and basically sat back and played on the break. Saw young Bartman got a chance in the second half as well. Spo, what do you think wrong with Orlando Pirates at the moment. I mean, Rivera also said, obviously, they can't afford to fall asleep in the first half and go 2-0 down. And from there, it's always very difficult to find a way back.
You know what? I saw a meme with a pit bull saying Pirates in Cup games. And a small, I don't know, is it a chihuahua, a small dog, and saying Pirates in league games. And I think for me, that says it all. I don't know why in league games they struggle. Or is it because they say they play the same style, they do in cup games? And, you know, because mistakes are unlikely in league games because teams know that they can settle for a draw. So they don't panic when they defend. So if you're going to hassle them like that, they can just stay calm like Cape Town Spurs did last night, and they can defend for 90 minutes. In a cup game, you know they're going to crack at some point because they also want to score in advance and all of that. But maybe they need to, because I felt they were too rushed. There were moments where you felt that, where you saw the difference between Pirates and Sundowns. That if Sundowns see that they can't score now, they just hold the game down, just, you know, just slow it down a little bit and just play. Build up from the back nicely, played nice. Don't rush these passes because, as you said, Jose was complaining about passes that went wrong. It's because they were rushing. They were just throwing everything in front like it's a cup game. It's not a cup game. You need to relax. You can settle for a point. It's fine. Don't from the onset, you're just running onto them, onto them. And, you know, we can't use the same style in every game. You need to have a league kind of style that you play, you know.
I think, that's a fair point. It felt a bit like Pirates were pushing so hard to win the game that they didn't relax and just say, okay, well, if we can get a point, it'll be okay. It's like they wanted to score, and then I'm sure if they had scored, you would have seen someone pile into the net, rip the ball off the goalkeeper and run back to the centre circle. But it was all a bit too rushed, perhaps, from Pirates. From Cape Town Spurs' perspective, obviously, it's something to build on finally. They've, as we mentioned, have now got 3 points, still bottom of the table. Keegan Buchanan saying after the game, winning the Man of the Match award, saying there was an article written that said Pirates this was just a warm up for Pirates ahead of their game in the Carling Black Label knockout against Richards Bay on Saturday, and they used that as motivation. Whether it was that caused them to win the game, who knows? But they certainly, you know, they got a couple of goals, hung on to that. And, the coach, I think, Sean Connor, afterwards, he's the acting coach, right?
Yeah.
He's not acting anymore. He's not.
Okay, because they don't
confirm it.
Supersport like to refer to him as technical, still like to refer to him as technical director. But he's the guy who speaks after the game.
Yeah, they are not looking for a coach.
I mean, Manisakis is also on the bench.
Yeah, Manisakis is the assistant, so
Well, anyway, he sort of said after the game.
But you know what? I hope John T with Cape Town Spurs, I hope that it's not a one-off against Pirates. Because, you know, you can win. These teams from the bottom win against the big teams. And they come up against Chipa next week and they struggle. So I just hope it's not a one-off. Because if it's a one-off, then it's going to be bad for them. Because how many times do they play Pirates?
They look defensively vulnerable to me. Like a team with a bit more composure than Pirates showed would have, I think, beaten them. That even my coach did refer to them not playing as well as they had in other games this season. They do look vulnerable. Yeah. You know, I mean, Clayton Daniels is
always
been a classy defender, but he's 39 years old. Yeah. You know, at some point,
and you can see they were poor, so he should have let the goalkeeper catch
and he was just kicking him out. Yeah,
him out for a corner.
They've also got Nazir Ali. They got Ralani that they brought off the bench. They've got some experience in there, but you know, you do feel like
Nicolas Lukubeni
as well. They're kind of there for the taking for a team that shows a bit more composure in the final third. But hopefully they can build on that and get themselves up the table and certainly, you know, at least perhaps avoid relegation. If they can avoid relegation, frankly, after losing 8 games in a row, then they've done well. Okay, I think that's good for this week. We haven't really mentioned Chiefs much, but good, because they didn't play. So we'll be back on
and
them.
And they're not even playing this weekend.
Next week when they play.
All the big teams are playing this weekend.
Nobody will be watching them.
If your team
Cape
is not
Town
playing
Spurs,
this weekend, then you know it's not a big
deal. Are you saying Mamelodi Sundowns are not? Oh, they're playing the African Football League final. Yeah, okay.
If your team is having a rest weekend, then
the Chiefs
you need to think hard about the status of your team.
Suppose email address is... No, I'm just kidding. His cell phone number is... No, I'm just kidding. Okay, that's all for this week. Please do follow us on Twitter at Picarty with three A's. Like us on Facebook at Picarty with three A's. And get your copy of Picarty, the supplement, free when you buy the Citizen newspaper every Tuesday. Thank you to Sibol.
Thank you.
Thank you to Tsepo. And we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Cheers.